Hello. Hi.
Gotta love technical difficulties.
Yes.
But we're back. We're here. We got
Yes.
it. It's
Yes.
under control, hopefully this time. Oh, goodness. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like,
Okay.
though, having technical difficulties like that is just so what's ha like so theme of what's happening right now.
Oh gosh, I
Nothing's
know.
working properly.
Did you read
No one
about
knows what
the
they're doing. I don't know what day it is.
did you read about the murder hornets?
Oh my gosh, yes, the big ones. They're
Yes.
huge.
It's
They're like,
like,
they're the thing of nightmares.
what the heck? 2020. Like,
Oh
come
my
on.
God, I know. I'm over it. Like, can I stop my subscription to 2020? I want to give it back. I
I
don't like it. I want to return
It's
it. Can
crazy.
we just skip to 2021?
Like, what's next? Oh my God, I'm so
Oh God,
scared.
I can't skip to 2021. That's when I turn 30.
Oh wow.
Oh my God, I'm so old. I know, it's
It's
so good.
okay, your 30s are better than your 20s.
That's what everyone keeps telling me. So I have
Yes.
really high hopes for that.
And
And
your
if it
40s are,
fails,
yeah, 40s are better than both. So it just gets better.
interesting. Well, I hope so, because the 20s have been an interesting ride so
Oh.
far.
Yes.
I've hit a few bumps along the way, but well, that's what everyone tells me. So then, if it's supposed to be, then I will gladly skip to 2021.
Yes.
I will gladly do that. It's
Right.
just some shit, man. This has
It's
been
a lot.
so weird. Except I went the other day. I did my mother Linda and I do a little we on our weekend so we can get out. And it's been so pretty lately. It's like the mother nature's laughing at us.
I know, it
But
sucks.
we went around. There were so many people at the park. There were
Oh boy.
so many people on Bayou St. John. There were so many people everywhere. And I'm just like, it's too soon. It's too soon, people. I don't feel right about it. I don't like
No, I
it.
know.
You're too close.
I know.
I don't know.
It's
I don't like it. We need to be
I know.
socially distant. Ugh.
I'm happy that a lot of the restaurants are opening back up for takeout,
Yes.
but
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
takeout, yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's not great, but it's also
No.
like I would rather not have the entire city be like a death pool kind of thing. So I just don't know. I don't know who's right. I don't know what's happening. I do know that Corey Hebert on WDSU is sick of everyone's shit, and he is hilarious to watch.
He does get fired up about
He
stuff.
is sick of everyone's shit. And he does not have a problem telling you, and it's hilarious.
I remember during Mardi Gras, he went on the news and did this whole thing about people drinking too much during Mardi Gras.
Oh
And I
my
was like,
God.
this may not be the best
I
audience
know.
for what you're
But
saying.
he is sick and tired of being sick and tired, let me tell you. I mean, I watch the news every day, but like our local news every day. But like I watch some of it like just because he comes on and like he basically is like, come on, man. What are we doing? It's so hysterical. It's so funny. I mean, it's not funny like that we're in this
No, I know.
situation, but his
I
reaction
got
to people not doing what they're supposed to be doing. He's like, do you not understand? Like us being socially distant is the reason why it didn't, you know, be it wasn't as horrible as it could have been. He's like so frustrated. Like, I feel you, Corey Hebert. I feel you. Ugh. But
For
it's
sure.
just, I mean, this weekend though, I jazz fested in place. And
Yes.
I got my trio from, and I know you got one too, but I made the
Yes.
trip to Slidell and
Yes.
for me and my family, and I dropped some off to my brother. And we, aww, you know, we did all the things. And let me tell you, they have that system down pat, man.
I was going to ask, down was there pat. Like a long line?
Holy shit. So we turn the corner because it's in like, I don't know if it's called Old Slidell. I don't venture to Slidell.
Old Town.
I don't venture there often. But yeah, so it's like super cute. It's this little like, not a plantation look, but like kind of in that like very southern, like southern big house kind of looking.
It's a Patton's.
Patton's Catering, yeah.
That is where I spent our wedding night. We stayed there.
They have, oh, you can stay there?
It's a bed and breakfast, yeah.
Oh, shut up. I didn't know that. I had no idea. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. It's very, very
It's super cute.
So you get what I, like, so it's not a big plantation, but it's like that kind of southern porch, like big porch looking kind of situation. Yeah.
It's old house.
Yes, old house. Yeah, it's like super, super cute. And so they have this like gravel lot on the side, I'm assuming for like when they have events and stuff. And so when we first pulled up, I was like, oh shit. It went like all the way around, like almost around the whole square and then like down another block. And I'm like, oh God. I was like, this is going to be another Ralph's on the Park situation. Oh, and I sat there for like 2.5 hours to get my Easter meal for Ralph's. They did they need to take a page out of Patton's Catering book. But it was so quick. They had a bunch of people. So they had them all like set up kind of like so they could just put them together really quick, which I like that they didn't package them before you got there because it was like more fresh. It was really hot when we got home and I didn't get home. I had to go to my brother. So like I didn't get home for a while and it was still hot. It was really, really good.
Oh.
And they were in microwavable containers. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, thinking of everything, Patton's. You're thinking of everything, and I appreciate it. I see you, I acknowledge it, and I appreciate it.
I know. I'm so glad that so many of the vendors were able
to. Oh my gosh, I know. I know. You know, to do that. It was so good. And then I will say, WWOZ did not work for me on my desktop, so I couldn't listen to it. But I put on the Who Pandora instead, and it was the same kind of vibe. So
that's
we
cool.
got a daiquiri. We had Patton's Catering. We put on the Who Pandora, which is one of my favorite stations, if anyone needs a Pandora station. And we sat outside and we got some sun and Hugo P fell asleep in the sun. It was a good day. He was living his best life, man. Let me tell you.
That sounds pretty nice. Yeah.
It was, you know, I would have liked to have been at Jazz Fest instead, but it was, you know, a nice little day.
Yeah.
So I think we all made the best of it. And hopefully people socially distance themselves while making the best of it.
Yeah. So look, if you really love Jazz Fest, socially distance now so that maybe we can have it.
Oh my
next
God.
Year.
Yeah. If we don't have it next year, I will have a conniption. So everyone needs to stay home. Like you can't just go in your backyard. I had a lovely afternoon in my backyard. It was great.
Yeah.
So, you know, ooh, I almost just gave away what I'm getting Linda for Mother's Day. I almost just said it. I almost just added it to the story, Ashley. I almost just ruined it. You know she listens. You know she listens. I almost ruined it. Now, well, she'll have
our best listener.
Yeah, I guess our best listener is our glorified intern, Katie.
She's our intern.
True, so she has to listen. If the podcast is not up by 8 a.m. on Monday morning, I have a text message from Katie asking me where the podcast is.
She's doing her job.
She's doing her job. She's our most loyal listener. And I love her for it.
I appreciate it.
Yes, I love it. But yeah, so I guess we'll, you know, that's enough. No one cares about us, but... I have a pretty interesting story today. Well, I think it's interesting.
Good.
And I also like it because it ties in one of my favorite television shows, which when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, of course it had something to do with that.
Okay.
And it's not Murdoch Mysteries, which is so good. And I'm going to say it again for the fourth week in a row. So this story is about Jacques Saint Germain. Have you heard of this person?
No.
Have you heard of the Comte de Saint Germain? The Count,
no.
The Count of Saint Germain.
No.
Okay, wonderful. I love telling a story you don't know about. So,
definitely.
So we're jumping through time a little bit here throughout the entire thing. So you're gonna have to stick with me.
Okay.
You know I talk fast, so I will try to talk slow. So,
okay,
we're starting. Picture it: early 1900s, New Orleans. I'm sure it was great. Besides all the, you know, some of the fancy prostitutes and the diseases that were happening. But other than that, I'm sure it's great. So, yeah. Early 1900s, New Orleans, they didn't have a specific date. So we're just going to roll with it. The police are called to a residence at the corner of Ursuline and Royal after a woman was found having jumped from the balcony of the home. The woman, rumored to be a prostitute, there you go, shout out. Or a lady of the night. Excuse me. I'm sorry. She claims that she jumped to get away from the owner of the house who had bitten her on the neck.
Oh, yes.
The owner was Jacques Saint Germain, a respected and affluent member of the city of society, who claims to be a direct descendant of the Comte de Saint Germain. So... okay. We're going to go back in time a little bit. The Comte de Saint-Germain is, so he's supposedly a royal. There isn't a clear idea of the Count's origin. There's a lot of different things written about him because of who he is friends with. But he, they don't know how he became a Count, why he's a Count, what his background is, like how, you know, he got his title, his station, his money, all of that. One of the biggest rumors is that he was the youngest son of Prince Franz Leopold Ragazzi? We'll go with it. Of Transylvania.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Of Transylvania. So Prince Franz Leopold of Transylvania. So,
okay, now I see
I know. Okay. So, though... there have been a bunch of books written about him because he is, you know, a mysterious figure. He's a real person. There's real evidence of him. He is not just a myth. There's real evidence, but he's like kind of a little bit mysterious and people don't really know about him. Some say that being the Prince of Transylvania is not, he didn't grow up with the family. So they're saying that's not, you know, there's no real claim to that, but he is from, the family that he did grow up with, he got a very, very good education. They were never, you know, they never looked like they were lacking for, you know, looking for money or anything like that. So it's also rumored that the only person that knows his true identity was the King of France. So King Louis the 15th. So he was a member of Louis the 15th's inner circle. He worked for him in the 1700s. This is all in the 1700s. I'm not sure if I said that, but here we go. So he was a friend of and worked for King Louis the 15th. So that's kind of how he people knew him, and that's, you know, he was obviously part of French high society, and it is rumored that only the king knew who he really was. Also led people to believe that he must have been some sort of royal protecting, you know, some royal house. So I'm not going to go into full history, but Transylvania at that time had, there was some unrest, and that's why they think he was the son of the prince, but he had to be, he had to grow up in another household in a different country and all of that. So there's not a whole lot to back up any of his background, where he's from, where, you know, where he came from, what he did, that kind of stuff. And it also didn't help that the Count was known to tell wild tales of adventures and just all of these things, going to Italy and Germany and all of that. However, he also told a couple of tales, including saying that he had conversations with Cleopatra and the Queen of Sheba.
Oh,
and basically wow. claiming he was present for historical moments that took place hundreds of years before his time. So, oh, right. How? So there's a okay. few letters of people in the English courts and the French courts and stuff talking about how, you know, he would talk about this and how he's an odd kind of fellow and not, you know, people don't really know who he is and where he came from and like, who is this person and why is he so close to the king? So
he does sound like an odd right. fellow.
He sounds a little cray. there are some claims that he was a spy and did some tasks for Louis the 15th, and that's why he had his title and somehow always had like money for everything, because he was, you know, he threw parties, he was a big member of society. So another rumor about him was he was a spy for Louis the 15th, and that's how he got okay. all of his means and title and all of that. What we okay. do know, though, is that he was known to be an alchemist, which is a chemist-ish okay. sure. thing. Mm-hmm. should have paid yep. attention in science.
turning lead into gold.
Right. Yeah. So a chemist, an alchemist, just a scientist in general, a violin player. Go figure. Oh, and ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Just to throw that in there. Oh, you need hey to now. Know.
Very right,
he has, yes. you know, this guy has multiple sides to him. He yes. Apparently had a thing for diamonds and would also turn worthless.
Who doesn't?
Truly, and would turn worthless gemstones into precious jewels. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it is also a claim that he created an elixir of life. And that is oh. the rumor that went around, because he, for the time everyone knew him, he looked so young and was always so healthy. There are also no paintings or anything of him after the age of 40. So people kind of put it to as he looked so young and healthy and all that because he had used his chemistry set to make an elixir of life. Mm-hmm. He is said to have died in 1784, but then there were accounts okay. of him seen again in Paris in 1789. So he died, or did he, or we right. don't know. So cut back to New Orleans, early 1900s. So Jacques okay. Saint-Germain, our friend from earlier, shows up in New Orleans in mm-hmm. the early 1900s. He's handsome, wealthy, educated. Everyone loves him. He very easily slips into the high New Orleans society at the time. He's known to throw great parties with like lots of food, lots of wine. He wines and dines everyone. He's seen with countless women all the time, doing all the things, you know, going through the street, all of that. Everyone wants to be his friend.
Okay.
Everyone wants to go to his parties. He was all the rage in New Orleans. He, okay. too, is always telling elaborate and entertaining stories of his travels to his guests. It's the highlight of the party. Okay. People literally go for him to, like, tell all of these stories. Some stories he tells, though, and let's see if this sounds familiar, are about events that happened hundreds of years in the past. And he talks about them in such great detail that everyone kind of was like, were you, are you saying you're there? Or, like, what's right. going on? And I think because right. he was wining and dining everyone. So I think him telling all these stories, no one really paid attention to the fact that like he was like, oh, by the way, I was like at that event in history from 300 years ago, kind of thing.
I mean, I'm if I was at a party and someone was like, oh yeah, you know, Cleopatra and I that one time did right. this and that.
Totally. I'd be like, totally.
I'm wait, sorry. What?
Say that one more time. Are you on drugs? What's happening?
Right. Maybe these people at these parties had already been
wasted
themselves yeah. to some adult yeah. beverage. Mm-hmm. Yes, yep. exactly.
Shit based.
So
yeah.
maybe it just kind of yeah,
they
right
probably were like, them. That's yeah. the coolest thing in the whole world. You were there. Like with yeah. Napoleon and the Battle of Whatever.
Right. Or maybe they were like, you're so funny. Yeah.
Oh, Jacques, you're so funny. Look at you. You're
Jacques
what
and
a jokester.
Yeah. I don't know.
So one story that they did begin to pay attention to was he began to say that he was the direct descendant of the Comte de Saint-Germain. Okay. So people started to realize that his resemblance to the pictures of the Count were like uncanny, like insane. He looked exactly like the photo. They were around the same age because, like we said, there's no paintings of the Count past the age of 40. So, and that was about the age Saint-Germain was. So they, you know, were just kind of flabbergasted by the fact that he looked so much like this man that was supposedly his ancestor. Because, you know, they didn't have television and all that at that point, rumors were were a big deal. And of obviously course. You had to start yeah. a couple of rumors. Yes. So basically yep. a rumor started.
I love rumors, by the way. I just love them.
Obviously. So a rumor started that Jacques must actually be the Count, since he looks so much right. like him and would talk of events so far in the past. So around like the same time of that. Jacques, who loved the parties and attention, all of that, let it go. Let the rumor fly. He didn't say anything. He didn't confirm or deny anything.
Well, of course.
You know, to create yes. kind of like a mystery. Oh, Hugo. Mm-hmm. Hugo's having a moment. He woke up. So...
welcome.
So he wanted to create some mystery, and you know, he didn't confirm it, he didn't deny it. So he loved the mystery, loved the attention, and so more rumors actually began to start, because he would throw all of these parties, and he would you know, have everybody over. There would be a big feast, lots of wine, lots of drinks, lots of people just around all the time doing all the things.
They sound pretty
amazing.
I mean,
honestly, like, I want to go to a
Jacques
party too. Because that sounds awesome.
Yes.
Why not? Until yeah. Until people started noticing that he did not partake in eating any of the food at his parties. He never ate at any of his parties. And he only drank what people thought was red wine out of this like chalice like cup.
Of course
it's
a chalice.
Obviously.
Of
I mean,
course.
Why would you have a chalice? I have a chalice. That's what I drank my wine out of. I don't know about
definitely.
You, but that's what I do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? So lots of weird things about our friend Jacques. So we're going to cut back to our prostitute friend. So the prostitute, like I said in the beginning, claims he tried to bite her neck, and that's why she jumped off of the balcony. The prostitute is found on the street, and she's taken to the hospital. She survives. I love when they put that in the story because sometimes they forget to tell you, like, if the person that was, like, hurt or injured in some way, okay in any way. She survives. We're all good. Lived on to prostitute another day.
Poor lady.
The police, though, let Jacques go back to his home that night, given his station in the community, his reputation. Everyone loved him. They're
Sure.
Go back, like, whatever. We'll ask you questions in the morning. So they let him.
Yeah. Why would they believe the sex worker?
Right. Obviously. Would you believe her? She's obviously a liar and delusional.
Right.
She's also a woman, and clearly women are insane.
Exactly.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Hysterical. Yeah.
God, the things they used to do to women. I mean, some women, they were just on their period and everyone thought they were hysterical and delusional and put them in a crazy place. It's like, oh God.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Anyway, that took a turn. They let him go, asking him to return the next morning. They make a meeting time with him and he's like, yeah, sure. I'll come back and answer questions tomorrow morning. Obviously, surprise, surprise, he doesn't show up, misses the meeting time, doesn't show up. They go and they search his house. So Saint Germain had seemingly vanished. No one knew where he was, where he went. He left behind most of his belongings.
Okay.
So not really sure what and how he got out of that situation, but he disappeared somehow. And among his belongings, the police found many open wine bottles with their, they're open, but they were corked, too. So, they put the cork back in it. Filled with wine and large amounts of human blood. So.
Okay.
Obviously fueling more rumors.
Where the heck did he get that?
Right. Well, apparently he's biting prostitutes on the neck. So, and homegirl was the only one that had the sense to do something.
Get out of there.
And he was never to be heard of again. No one knows where he went. No one knows what happened to him. He disappeared. There's also, I didn't go full into this research, but apparently a man in the 1970s named Richard Camfrey also claimed to be the Count. So there's a third incarnation, if you will, of the Count. Take that with what you will. So.
Oh, he's still alive.
Oh, obviously.
Today,
obviously. Maybe he was one of the Carter brothers. Yeah. Do we remember our Carter brother friends?
Yeah.
That was pretty early in our Big Easy Spirits life.
Those guys seemed like kind of losery though.
A little bit.
They smell like fish.
Yeah, they worked on the docks and shit and they smelled like fish.
This guy seems like he really enjoys a high count sheet.
Oh yeah. I mean he likes a good party. He likes the party.
Yeah,
for sure.
Expensive wine.
Oh, yeah. Which personally, if we're gonna decide if we get to pick a vampire, I'd rather the guy that throws a good party, because at least you get something out of it. You get some wine, some champagne, maybe. It's not difficult to wine and champagne.
These fancy vampires, where do they get their money? Because they don't seem to ever work.
Hugo did not like that. Hugo did not like that.
He did not like the thought of that at all. He thinks vampires need to work just like the rest.
I mean, truly, what an injustice. Why do they get to kill people? And I don't know what's happening.
I mean, it just seems like these fancy vampires just kind of lounge around.
Truly. I mean, there's no parties. I mean, maybe. So apparently the actual count was a spy. Supposedly.
Oh, okay.
But he was also supposedly a royal, and I don't think until recently did royals really have duties or jobs or anything like that. I mean, you never know. Maybe he was the crown prince of Transylvania, or should have been. Adds up. Transylvania vampires adds up.
Right, of course.
So
also, we have read several stories that have centered around Ursuline Street.
Some shit is happening on Ursuline Street. Some shit is going down. Going down.
What is it about Ursuline Street?
Something like that? I don't know.
I don't know. And there's the convent
right
there.
We need to figure that out. We need to research that. I'm going to write that down. Note to self, write that down. But so my I am not finished. My beautiful story. No, so my my fun fact into this, and I didn't realize until I was researching, you know, about the Count and Mr. Jacques Saint-Germain here. But so in one of my favorite shows, Outlander, which I talk about all the time, I totally forgot about this, but in the second season, this has been out for a while, so sorry guys if I'm spoiling anything for you, but but in the second season, Claire and Jamie, the two like main characters or whatever, go to France. And they meet this guy that works, like, he has ships and gets, like, inventory of wine and, like, all of this stuff. And his name is Comte Saint-Germain. Yes. Oh. So they also call him by the Transylvanian last name. So what they think the family... The name I cannot pronounce, but we'll put in the show notes. So that's like his name. Yeah. Like, so they call him the Comte de Saint-Germain, but his name, he also has like a name kind of thing. And so he's in this, it's loosely based off of him, obviously, but they tout him as a real historical figure who I believe he was a Jacobite, but also like in the series participated, he dies essentially because they think he's like a sorcerer kind of thing. So he's supposed to be like the villain of that season. And I didn't even remember that was his name until they literally show a picture of the French actor that played him in one of the things. So he's connected. He's connected in my favorite show, Outlander, as well. He sells wine in the show. That's a thing. He also hates the two of them because Claire is a doctor, or a healer, as they call her. And she notices that one of his men has smallpox. And so the whole ship has to be burned because everything that's on it could be contaminated. And so he loses a bunch of money and then hates her and has this vendetta and, you know, all the normal drama that follows. But yeah, so I didn't even realize that was him. But they're leaning into the Transylvania background. So if we can't trust Outlander, I don't know who we can trust at that point. So.
Oh, of course.
So a little bit of our history in Outlander.
I know.
Awesome. So yeah, that's the little story. There's obviously more involved and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, but that's that's the gist of Jacques Saint-Germain, who claimed to be the Comte de Saint-Germain in early 1900s in New Orleans after he bit the neck of some lady and drank wine out of wine bottles, and wine and blood out of wine bottles.
I had never heard of that. No, fascinating.
I thought that was a good one. A little short and sweet. Not too long. Not too intense. But you know, so Ursuline, man, stay away from Ursuline Street. I think that's the takeaway.
I wonder if Anne Rice got inspired by that story, because it, you know, sounds a lot like Lestat.
Definitely. Ooh, maybe.
You know,
I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. Yeah, for sure.
Because Lestat was very fancy, you know.
The fanciest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Loved a good party. I don't know.
Loved a good party. Who doesn't love a good party?
Well, you know. It depends.
I mean, one, preferably where the host isn't crazy, but
biting you on the neck. Yes. And
drinking blood out of a chalice.
And that's gross.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. Don't like it at all. But yeah,
that was really cool.
There you go. Yeah, there was.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Fascinating.
I know. Well, I mean, the normal, you know, I don't have anything else, just the normal. Email us if you have a story idea or have anything to share.
Definitely.
We're always looking for something. If you know more things about the Count de Saint-Germain or want to share your love of Outlander with me, That's wonderful too. but yeah, bigeasyspirits@gmail.com. bigeasyspiritspodcast.com is our website. You can find out all the information. All of the episodes are on there. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the other places you can get us. We're at Big Easy Spirits on Instagram and on Facebook and all the things. Please reach out to us. All the things. We're trying really hard.
Yes, please. Yeah, we'd love to hear from people.
We're trying to reach you and get your attention. Yeah. So let us know.
Yes.
But yeah, and happy, you know, happy May. It's finally May. It is. Everyone enjoys the sun and the nice weather we're having in all of our podcasts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
On that note, cheers.
Cheers.